Welcome to the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast. We're dedicated to helping you earn more as an entertainer. Hey there, it's Jesse Lewis here, and in this week's episode of the Showbiz Success Secrets Podcast, I want to talk about relationship marketing, and specifically your focus on clients. You know, I've talked about different types of marketing, like cause marketing, and that episode's going to be coming up. And there's a few different types of marketing strategy, but this week, today, we're going to look at relationship marketing. And what is relationship marketing? Well, relationship marketing focuses on building relationships using customer service and quality of service as the benchmarks in your company's marketing activities. Relationship marketing campaigns are developed by looking at lifetime client relationships rather than individual dealings in order to increase profit. So in relationship marketing, the goal is to satisfy and retain clients over a long period of time. What does that mean for your business? It means making a lot more money and understanding that this client is going to be with you for 30 years. Wouldn't that be nice? 30 years of a guaranteed income coming in year after year after year after year. So when you're doing this, leveraging existing customer relationships in marketing, well, it began way back in the 1960s through direct response. It really did. However, the term relationship marketing wasn't used until 1983 when Leonard Berry wrote the book Relationship Marketing. And it's a good book. You can read through it. There's some huge benefits to using relationship marketing. It's obvious that there's a lot to be gained by marketing to your existing client base. And some of those positive results are happier clients who trust you and your business. Repeat and new business from existing clients means more profitable relationships. Client-provided feedback and quality insight into your business. A boost in word-of-mouth referrals and recommendations. A willingness to pay more for your services. And brand engagement and loyalty. Those are all some of the positive results. Plus, studies have shown that it costs a lot less to keep an existing customer than it does to acquire a new customer. That's both in terms of marketing and the new relationship learning curve. Think about it this way. One of the grads that I work with every year, yes, grads, they pay me a decent amount. It's not my full grad fee, but it's pretty darn close. And they've been with me for 8 years now. Eight. Now, knowing that, that client has been worth almost $16,000 to me over 8 years. That's more than some entertainers make in a whole year, but I know that every year I have that date in May booked off. And I've got three or four clients like that. Just in grads. So I know that every year I've got usually about $8,000 coming in during those months. And it's people that I don't have to really market to hardcore anymore. It's just, hey, I send an email and here's the new contact and yep, you're booked. That's what the relationship marketing does. One of the ladies, Elaine, I've had supper at her house the day before. Another one, I've actually, it's crazy, but I've slept in their guest house. They said, we don't have a hotel in town, but we have a spare house in the backyard that we use as a guest house, and you're free to sit there. So I did. When you're looking at relationship marketing, it really is about going out there and creating huge benefits for those clients and getting the benefits in return. There are also benefits to the client because their needs become a primary focus in your business. They get much better service. They get way quicker response time and have to do less work to make sure their needs are being met. Those gigs that I'm getting back repeat after year after year after year, I know the venue. I can walk in, I can set up my stuff, and I know what's going on in much less time. The client knows that I'm going to serve their needs. They don't have to go out there and worry about hiring somebody else that's not going to serve them. There's really not a lot of downsides to focusing on the client's needs and really leveraging the relationship to market your business. It's not always successful. But The biggest drawback is the possibility that you might invest a lot of time in a single client. And heck, you might even invest a lot of money courting them to retain them. And they might leave. And as with any business activity, there's no guarantee that your efforts are going to be successful. But that's okay. Because when they go to somebody else, and I've experienced this firsthand with almost every repeat client I have, they go somewhere else. They see the level of service, the level of professionalism is not the same as working with me. And then they come back. A big drawback is making sure that all of your team members are on board with customer-focused approach. Yep, sometimes that's really hard to do. And for me personally, I will have my assistant sometimes book these. And it's hard for them to understand, if they haven't been trained in the way to do this, that that customer is worth $16,000 or $8,000 to me currently, instead of thinking that they're worth $2,000. So part of doing this is, if you have a team, you have to let them know that this is really about building your business and creating a better business and relationship for everybody. So what are some of the things that you can do for relationship marketing? Well, successful relationship marketing really does require consistent client outreach, exceptional customer service, and there's a few activities that you can consider to build relationships in your marketing campaigns and in your business. The first one is instituting a one-day response time on all calls and all emails. I've talked about it before, where I have a two-hour response time limit, and it doesn't mean I'm going to answer everything in that 2 hours, but they're going to be notified that I've got their message within 2 hours, every single time. Two-hour response in my business. Another thing you can do is send relevant articles, tools like checklists, and resources to your clients. Yep. Maybe you get a Google alert on one of your clients talking about their company, and you just pass that on. Wouldn't that be nice? Another way you can serve your clients and really build that relationship is asking for feedback and using it to improve. You can offer incentives for referrals. Another thing you can do is actually distribute a regular newsletter and company updates about what you do and what's been going on. You could also, if you're working with business clients, get to know that client's business so you can actually anticipate their needs. Maybe you know that they have 6 events per year that you can charge $5,000 for each one. Well, anticipate their needs and do a proposal for them and send it out. Another thing you can do is, if they're dissatisfied with you, and this really builds a relationship in ways that are unimaginable, if they're dissatisfied with you and you handle it quickly and thoroughly, they may still be dissatisfied with you. You might have lost that client, but they can't say anything bad about you if you have handled it. If you don't handle it and you let it fester, well, then it just gets worse and worse. Really, relationship marketing applies to our business more than almost every other business, because we are selling ourselves. We are selling an actual human being that they can have a relationship with. And if you don't make it your part of your marketing strategy, well, it might be to your detriment. It can really make your business and brand stronger to be able to do some relationship marketing. So how do you focus on it in your business? That's the thing I want you to answer. Go over to the Marketing for Entertainment Forum on Facebook, Marketing for Entertainers Forum, and the Showbiz Success Secrets Forum. And I want you to talk about how you focus on your relationship marketing in your business. What are some ways you keep your clients happy and coming back? This really is a huge key to building a bigger and better business. My name is Jesse Lewis. If you want to be interviewed on the podcast, drop me a line, Jesse Lewis Hypnosis on Facebook. If you want to be interviewed, drop me a line. If you want to just ask a question on the podcast, just drop me a line at Jesse Lewis Hypnosis, especially if you don't want your name put on there. I'll make sure that I do not put your name on here. But if you do want some answers, feel free to drop me a line. Thanks so much. You have a great day.